For many, France is the indisputable capital of romance. French lovers, French kisses, French liaisons. They've all helped to burnish the nation's credentials. The French language gave us words like affaire, femme fatale, and, of course, romantique. The French accent was even voted the sexiest in the world. But for some, love has an expiration date, and it's over 50 when it comes to women.
Rompre aux éditions Grasset, ce livre raconte votre rupture avec...
At least that's a view of French author Yann Moix, who happens to be 50 himself. But he says he cannot love women his own age or older. They're invisible, Moix told women's magazine Marie Claire. The body of a 25-year-old woman is extraordinary. The body of a 50-year-old one is not. Moix is not backing down on his controversial remarks. Here he is on French radio this week, admitting he's a prisoner of his tastes, especially for young Asian women.
I don't regret my remarks because they're purely personal. I can love who I want, and I don't have to reply to a court when it comes to taste.
His defiance may have fueled the explosion of outrage and mockery, not to mention photos of over 50 buttocks and other suggestive body parts on social media. Just 1 year and 14 days left to sleep with Yann Moix, French comic Marina Foss lamented in a joking tweet. Former French President François Hollande's ex-girlfriend, Valérie Trierweiler, who at 53 is clearly out of the running, posted a topless cartoon of herself dedicated to the author.
Ce matin, je suis triste.
Qu'est-ce qui se passe?
J'ai eu un choc ce week-end.
For her part, over 50 radio humorist Anne Roumanoff broke down crying. What a terrible loss, she lamented. I'm not sure I'll get over it. And my body wasn't even great at 25.
Qu'est-ce que vous pensez de cette sortie de Yann Moix, franchement?
Les goûts et les couleurs de chacun, ça se discute pas, mais c'est vrai que la manière dont il a dit...
Even Miss France, who has a ways to go before hitting the half-century mark, has waded in to the controversy. While everyone's taste is personal, Vaila Maneshav told French TV, Moix has a problem in expressing his. In fact, the author's tastes seem to fly in the face of French tradition. Think back to Napoleon's Josephine, 6 years older than the emperor. The only thing that came between us was my debts, she was quoted as saying, certainly not his manhood. And consider some of today's French superstars, Catherine Deneuve, Sophie Marceau, Juliette Binoche, all well past their apparent prime. Or Monica Bellucci, who became a James Bond girl at 50. And what about France's first lady, Brigitte Macron, more than two decades older than the president? Older women have long been seen as cool.
I think the women over 50 have a pretty good love life. They don't have the problems of being pregnant. Most of them are very open now. They can be wonderful teachers for younger lovers.
Bénédicte Anne is an author and love coach who has launched a number of what she calls love cafes around the world. She thinks Moix is arrogant and rude, but in her experience, he's not the only one looking for a younger partner. So are his female counterparts.
Most of the time, they want to meet a guy not as young as a son, but in the late 30s, the early 40s. It's not a call for sex or for young blood. Beyond the fact of looking for someone who makes you believe you are still young, it's more about building a relationship for a woman with someone younger and funny.
But often, Anne says, the men eventually find women their own age. They learn a lot about love from their older partners, who are often devastated by the split. Sociologist Janine Mossouz-Laveau has authored two studies about sexual life in France. Despite their historic reputation for romance, she says, today's French are much more at liberty to express themselves than their predecessors.
L'amour, c'est quelque chose de très important.
Love is very important to them. But for many people, it's about pleasure and desire and consent, not conventions or religious limits.
Mrs. Laveau believes Moix is being provocative to stir up publicity, and the author admits sales for his latest book have soared. Only a few personalities have spoken out in Moix's defense, but sexologist and psychoanalyst Catherine Blanc notes he spoke only about his personal tastes. She believes the Me Too movement against sexual violence has cowed possible supporters, especially men.
If actress Catherine Deneuve said men of my age are pathetic and I only like the young Apollos, there wouldn't be a male backlash because they're already in the hot seat with the Me Too movement.
And despite the reputation of Latin lovers, Blanc believes French are essentially like everyone else.
There's a whole culture of eroticism. Throughout French history, there have been great events around love and sexuality.
Still, there's little dispute that many women over 50 are not missing out on love, even if their next partner will not be Yann Moix. Again, sociologist Moussous Laveau.
We see that women of that age have rich love and sex lives. They're not at all in the same situation as their mothers and grandmothers were. Today, women over 50 are young in their looks and their lifestyles.
Mrs. Laveau has an 80-year-old friend who is elegant and vibrant and looks much younger than her age. She's been having an affair for 20 years. Asked how she's kept her youthful looks, her reply was simple: making love 3 times a week. Lisa Bryant, DW, Paris.